drama, drama, drama on day two of the Donegal International Rally. We have a new leader, Sam Moffat and James Fulton, leading, going into service after special stage eight. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, remember, they were the overnight leaders, but they got a puncture on the eighth stage, which was over Glen, and that cost them a lot of time. So Moffat, the winner back in 2013, he leaves the rally. The first stage today was cancelled. Problems with spectators parking the wrong places. A second stage, though, a fast one over Glen, and Sam Moffat going round in a superb time of 6 minutes, 0.1 second. He was fastest over Glen, and behind him, Craig Breen now, staying in second place, 6 minutes, 2.3 his time. So there's 0.6 seconds between the leaders. It couldn't be much closer. In third, Callum Devine and Brian Hoy. Callum said that he made a couple of mistakes, 6.02.7 his time, but he's right up there, 12 seconds adrift of second spot. Devine, of course, in the R5, but two in front of him, Moffat and Breen in Ford Fiesta WRCs. Declan Boyle dropping back down to fourth as a result of picking up a puncture, 6.23.9, so almost 24 seconds slower than Moffat. He lost a lot of time on that stage. Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty happy enough with their run in the Hyundai i20 R5, 6.05.1 for them, a decent run, and they are fifth overall. Cathal McCourt and Barry McNulty in sixth, 6.10.6 was their time. That's a 27 second gap between sixth and fifth. On to seventh spot, Alistair Fisher had a fine run, 6.01.3, the second fastest run over Glen. Alistair Fisher moving up from 10th to 7th with Gordon Noble in the Ford Fiesta R5. Delighted with his run, said they were absolutely flying. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson in the Hyundai i20 R5, they are in 8th at 6.13.2 with their time. Seamus Leonard and Paul McLaughlin, 6.14.9 for them in the Ford Focus WRC in 9th. And making up the top 10, Manus Kelly dropping down 4 at 6.43.4, a puncture for them as well. They had problems. And it's certainly been a disappointing start to the day for the defending champions. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney, the Muffman McGonigal in the Ford Fiesta WRC, he is up into 11th place. Moving on to the national changes here as well. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, they now lead in the Darien T90 at 6.17.5. They were fastest over Glen, joint fastest, I should say, because also going well, Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan in the other Darien T90. So the Darien's really having a good run over Glen. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Hardy, second now. They were the overnight leaders. They dropped down to second, 16.9.7. So over 2 seconds slower than Barrett over Glen. But the difference between them at the top of the leaderboard in the national is just 1 second. Damien Tordish and Donal McAleenney, very happy with their run, 6.18.8. They are in third. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan in fourth. They were 6.29.3 in the Escort Mark II. Going down to the rest of the national, Kevin Gallagher is in fifth, as we mentioned, after that fine run. He's up a spot. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh in sixth, 6.24.6 for them. Lost a bit of time. David Bogie and John Roan, happy enough, 6.18.3, one of the best times, and that means that they've moved up two spots. They're making a bit of a move in the Escort Mark II. Remember, it's the left-hand drive Escort Mark II. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell lost a bit of time, 6.38.2 for them in another Escort Mark II. Declan Gallagher in that distinctive Starlet, 6.21.4 for him. And Kevin Eaves, he's in ninth. Kevin Eaves ending up with going into a hedge. He struck a hedge and spun, and he has dropped down from fifth to tenth in the Corolla, 7.11. His time, so he lost around 50 seconds. Ken Block, by the way, very good was his description of the run over Glenn, he described it as a beautiful run. Well happy with that. Aaron McLaughlin and Darren Kern of Carndonagh, we believe their race is over, car number 58. Conditions great. They're going into service and we'll have a reaction from service. So just to recap, Sam Moffat and James Fulton after special stage 8, the new leaders of the Donegal International Rally. Breen is second, Callum Devine third, Declan Boyle drops to fourth, Moffat drops to fifth, and in the National, it's Ian Barrett, the defending champion, leading the way, ahead of Ryan Loughran, Damien Torres, Jonathan Pringle, and Kevin Gallagher.